you know, eliminating the second chances, clearing out rebounds, giving Helly, you know, vision of the puck. So I think it was maybe a little bit misleading. You know, they definitely had some zone time on us. They did some good things. I think we can play better than we did last night. So that's our goal, our focus today.
And the old chestnut that a series is not a series till somebody wins on the road, and you've already done that. You know, what's the challenge in not taking your foot off the gas or not being satisfied after doing something that, that lots of teams have had trouble doing historically in this building?
Well, I think what's made our team good all year is our day-to-day, you know, our focus on today. You know, we were focused on game one, accomplished what we came here to do last night, and now today our focus is on game two. So, you know, we can take some good things we did last night. We know we can improve, and we're trying to, you know, get better in game two. That's our sole focus today is trying to get better, trying to play faster tomorrow night.
So if we can agree that the stats don't necessarily define the game last night, but can you win another game with your face-offs are 34%, if you don't have the puck much, if you give up 48 shots, do you have to turn that stuff around, or can you guys play that numbers game and keep rolling?
I don't know. It worked last night. I don't necessarily have a definitive answer to that question. I think we're looking to improve on our game last night. There's some areas we can get better, but at the end of the day, you know, you want to win. So the game within the game, it is what it is. And like I said, I don't necessarily think that it felt, you know, like they were twice as good as we were in terms of shots. But at the end of the day, you want the puck to go in the net.
Like, what are some of the challenges? They're pretty aggressive with their deep pinching down on the wall, trying to seal there. What are some of the challenges on towards the in terms of breakouts, getting speed through the neutral zone?
Yeah, well, I think as a winger, it's you invite the D to come down the wall because it's a good opportunity for you to meet them halfway. I think that's an area we can get better. Is, you know, they want to be aggressive pinching down, but that's a great opportunity for our wingers to be aggressive on them and you know, seal that wall off, get a body into them. We created some odd man opportunities in the third period from their D being aggressive and just winning a battle on the wall, and it's a good way to get 2-on-1s and 3-on-2s.
You guys have prided yourselves on hot starts. I mean, 6 games in a row in the playoffs, you scored first. Do you feel like that's been a key to some of your success?
Well, I think so. I think you get comfortable playing a game. You know, we've done a good job playing with the lead this year, especially on the road. Game one of a series, you want to get off to a good start, try to take their crowd out of it, those little things that can add up in a series. So I thought we did a pretty good job. Had decent legs in the first. They kind of took control a little bit in the second, but I thought the second half of the second period, we were able to get our game going a little bit.
Do you have anything for you mentally when you chase a Vezina candidate in game one of a series?
You know, I think, to be honest with you, to answer your question, half our guys didn't even know he was pulled. So I don't know if that is a good answer or not, but, you know, I think it's a way for them to try to, you know, give a little boost going into the third period, just a little bit of change up, give him a little bit of a rest. So you don't read much into it. I think, you know, we got some good looks from some guys that can put the puck in the net and just made things happen.
Blake, when you guys figure that out that they did make the goalie change, do you hear the announcement or do you just see it? Or when do you notice?
Well, there was a good majority of us knew right when we got on the ice. And then talking after the game, there was a handful that I didn't know. So we're gonna go with we were
so in the zone.
Yeah, we were in the zone.
Like the possession that they were able to achieve in your zone last night, is a lot of that a byproduct of the fact that there's areas in your own zone that you're more than willing to allow them to have the puck in as long as they're not getting to those danger areas?
Yeah, well, you know, we talked about it last night. I think they were trying to get pucks to the net, trying to get bodies to the net. So when a team's, you know, trying to shoot everything from everywhere, there's only so much you can do. I think your goal then is to have a really strong three guys down low. I thought our three guys were excellent, you know, boxing guys out, limiting their second chance opportunities. And you know, that can be a frustrating game. I mean, it's an analytical nightmare. That's why we'll take guys like Patty Laine and Mark Scheifele, who only need one shot and can put the puck in the net, over throwing everything from everywhere. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, that's going to be the rhetoric from last night. But, you know, we were real comfortable in that game.
Based on how good you guys are at home, Ryan Johansson called this next game a must-win game for them. What kind of opportunities lie, or how can you use the pressure that they must be feeling, knowing that if they go back into your barn down two, that's a terribly tough spot?
Yeah, it's the pressure builds, you know, as you apply pressure. And certainly you come on the road and you steal a game, you know, in their building, pressure's going to mount. But it doesn't change anything for us. For us, you know, we feel that we approach every game like it's a must-win for us. Last night we felt that way. Game two is going to be the same for us. You know, just try to apply as much pressure as we can all over the ice, you know, try to, you know, force our game on them, and see what happens. You know, there's only so much you can control out there, and you know, it's given us results all year, so we're just going to stay with that game.
Thanks.
Yep.
Do you feel like in the last three games that your lines kind of hit your stride here? And I guess the B part to that is, are you defined by points at this time of year for me to ask that question?
Yeah, I mean, I think, unfortunately, that's going to be the measuring stick. You know, I thought the first two games of the miniseries, it was all right there for us. You know, made a ton of plays, had a ton of great scoring chances, and, you know, I've liked our game all playoffs. I think after game three and mini, I think Shipes has really stepped up and skating really well all over the puck, winning a ton of battles. So, you know, when he plays like that, our line's pretty good.
And a technical question. They're talking about their D pinching all the time, but you guys come up the wall pretty good. When you guys are doing it successfully, is your forward rotating back and behind him to protect that blue line, and have you done a good job of that?
We have to. It's such a huge part of possession in the offensive zone. You have to allow your defensemen to be aggressive and to have confidence that they can step in and keep pucks alive. Because obviously, as forwards, we want to play with the puck in the offensive zone. So if our high guy's not feeling, it doesn't allow them to do that, and it doesn't allow them to keep a tight gap, which is, I mean, that's the foundation of our game.